Huddle up. It's me, Angel Reese. You can't beat the post-game burger and fries, right? Know what else you can't beat? The Angel Reese special. Let's break it down. My favorite barbecue sauce, American cheese, crispy bacon, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun, of course. And don't forget the fries and a drink. It's going to be a high C for me. Sound good? All you have to do to get it is beat me in a one-on-one. I'm just playing. Get the Angel Reese special at McDonald's now.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating restaurants for a limited time.
This episode is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the date of the big game first before you accidentally buy tickets on your 20th wedding anniversary and have to spend the next 20 years of your marriage making up for it. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
From MLB.com, this is the Morning Lineup Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Monaghan. Today is Wednesday, January 29th. And if you weren't watching the Dominican Winter League Championship this week, you may have just missed the greatest home run trot this world has ever seen. We'll get into the Junior Caminero celebration that nearly broke the internet, fill you in on all the hot stove news, and recap an eventful Giants offseason as part of our daily team previews. Let's go. On Monday night, one of the more exciting, more heart-poundingly fantastic championships in pro sports took place down in the Dominican Republic, the tropical island where baseball is religion. Game 7 of Lidom, the Dominican Winter League Finals. In one corner, the Tigres del Licey, the leader in all-time Lidom championships with 24 and winners of the last two. Former MLB'er and 39-year-old Emilio Bonifacio, was leading off for Licey. Cleveland's former top catching prospect, Francisco Mejia, was behind the plate. And one of the best players in the world and super Licey fan was just, you know, hanging out in the dugout.
Ahí está Juan Soto en el dugout de los Tigres.
In the other corner, the Leones del Escogido, winners of 16 Lidom titles. They lost a heartbreaker in Game 6, helped by a Licey two-out, possibly cork bat, that was later determined not to be a cork bat, game-tying home run. I know, the drama. Escogido had 2024's number one prospect in all of baseball in Junior Caminero. And then, a Remember Some Guys lineup of former MLBers, including Socrates Brito, Mean Gene Segura, Wilfredo Tovar, and the eternal Johnny Cueto starting on the mound, wearing, for some reason, number 100 on his jersey. Yes, triple digits. Oh, and managing in his first year with the team, baseball immortal Albert Pujols. The game was an incredible back-and-forth affair, fitting for a Game 7 between two rivals. Escogido took the early lead. Licey took back the lead with four runs in the fifth. Escogido led again after the sixth. And then Licey tied things up in the seventh. By the ninth, with the game locked at five, the Santo Domingo crowd was, maybe for the first time, quiet, wondering what might happen next. And then, Junior Caminero, who finished the postseason with a 1.223 OPS, sent everyone into madness.
I can't believe it! I can't believe it! Lo hizo otra vez! Oiganme, señores! ¿Qué palo ha dado este muchacho?
I strongly urge you to go watch the Caminero home run on MLB.com. It is one of the greatest baseball highlights you'll see. A 454-foot go-ahead bomb to center field, the bat flip, and a trot that took nearly a minute to get around the bases. I've microwaved a slice of pizza and eaten it quicker than that. He stops and celebrates with his teammates before getting to first and just keeps stopping along the way, even when you think he'll stop stopping. The mayhem, the pure joy, it'll all give you warm baseball feelings during these cold winter months. Astros reliever Rafael Montero just barely got the save in the bottom of the ninth to give Escogido its first title since 2016. Senior MLB Spanish reporter David Venn gave us his take on the memorable night.
Number one, obviously there's the Junior
Caminero home run celebration, which we're going to be talking about for a long time. And, you know, everybody can see the celebration that brings out the joy that we see in a lot of winter leagues, and certainly the Dominican League, and a game seven against the two teams from the capital of Santo Domingo that share that stadium. The other thing is Albert Pujols, and he comes in and being obviously the superstar that he was in the major leagues, and he takes over this team. And it was really a roller coaster because the team started out great, then they really faltered and barely made the playoffs. Then they got it together, and then they made the final, and they did this. So for Albert, that's a real accomplishment in his first experience as a manager, and he gives the team their first championship since 2016.
Coming up, they might be Giants, but are they big enough and bad enough to take down the mighty Dodgers in the NL West? We'll discuss after the break.
It's winter, and you can now get almost anything you need for the coldest months of the year delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a ski slope delivered, but you can get dish soap delivered. Sunshine, that's a no. But a bottle of wine, that's a yes. A snow angel, sorry, no. But angel hair pasta, Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
After building a semi-dynasty in the 2010s, winning World Series titles in 2010, 2012, and 2014, the Giants have made the playoffs just twice in the last 10 years, losing both times in the NLDS. But at the end of last year, after finishing without a winning record for the third straight season, San Francisco brought in one of the main characters from those dynasty years to be president of baseball ops.
They won championships built on culture, built on fundamentals. They certainly weren't the most talented team. They did most everything right. And when it matters the most, that's what delivers in October. Buster knows this, that he has a big time chance to succeed. I actually expect him to in big ways.
In his previous role as part of the ownership group, Posey was very helpful in extending Matt Chapman to a six-year deal in September. And since stepping into the president role, he hasn't stopped making his former team better. San Francisco picked up one of the best bats available on the free agent market in Willie Adames, filling a much-needed hole since franchise icon Brandon Crawford aged out and retired. Adames was top 20 in Fangraph's WAR among position players in 2024. The Giants lost Blake Snell, but they gained grizzled future Hall of Fame pitcher Justin Verlander on a one-year deal. If healthy, the team hopes the soon-to-be 42-year-old might be back to his Cy Young ways like he was just as recently as 2022. The Giants lineup should have a much more meaty order, with Adames, a healthy Jung-Ho Lee, and Chapman. But where they could overtake the Dodgers and D-backs in a ridiculously tough NL West is with their starting staff. Their front three are all capable of winning the Cy Young, with Logan Webb, he finished second in 2023 and sixth in 2024, Robbie Ray, he won the award in 2021, and Verlander, he's of course won three times. Oh, and fireballer Jordan Hicks, who once threw, you know, the fastest pitch in history. The former reliever holds up the back end of the staff. Here's MLB.com's Giants reporter Maria Guardado with more.
The Giants opened the offseason with significant leadership change as they decided to move on from Farhan Zaidi and bring in franchise icon Buster Posey to serve as their new president of baseball operations. Posey moved quickly to address the club's biggest need and signed Willy Adames, the best shortstop on the market, to a seven-year, $182 million contract that now ranks as the biggest deal in franchise history. There was some speculation that the Giants could make another big splash by going after Corbin Burnes, but they ended up losing him to the division rival D-backs, which forced them to pivot to 41-year-old Justin Verlander, who joined the club on a one-year, $50 million deal. With a couple of weeks to go until spring training, it looks like the Giants might be done making moves, although they could still use another bat to pair with Adames and Matt Chapman in their lineup. First base seemed like an obvious spot where they could upgrade, but they missed out on veteran options like Paul Goldschmidt and Carlos Santana and don't seem too keen on making a long-term commitment to someone like Pete Alonso, especially since their top prospect is another power-hitting first baseman in Bryce Eldridge. The Giants will obviously have a tough time matching up with the loaded Dodgers and probably still lag behind the D-backs and Padres in the NL West, but they have said that they plan to compete and could surprise some people if Logan Webb, Robbie Ray, and Verlander perform and they get more breakthroughs from young pitchers like Kyle Harrison, Hayden Birdsong, and Landon Root. The Giants will probably go as far as their arms take them, so it feels like their season will hinge on whether the rotation can stay healthy and productive in 2025.
Elsewhere around baseball, Two smaller moves from Tuesday. The Reds added 2023 All-Star Austin Hayes on a one-year deal to try to stop balls in the home run happy outfield of Great American Ballpark. And Adam Frazier, another former All-Star, went back to the Pirates on a one-year contract. Frazier started his career in Pittsburgh before playing on four different teams over the last four seasons. The Padres have also signaled that ace starter Michael King, who's entering his free agent year after 2025, could be traded if the deal is right. That's all for today's morning lineup. Tune into MLB Tonight for any hot stove rumors at 6 p.m. Eastern, and listen here tomorrow for Mandy Bell recapping the Padres offseason. I think they'll be pretty good this year. Don't forget to leave us a rating and review, share this episode with the baseball lovers in your life, and enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.